This is 89.1 WEMU, and you are listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Thanks for joining me to meet and to get to know the artists and creatives who live, work, care about, and make a difference in Washtenaw County. Steve Ouellette, like many of our local creatives, has followed a circuitous road before reaching the land of Ann Arbor. In Steve's case, his career has taken a wickedly popular route to his job as the Director of Facilities and Operations at Marquee Arts, also known as the Michigan and State Theaters. Let's find out more about his career and his position in the front of the house. Steve, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here, Deb. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Really, seriously. You know, Steve, conversations about theater careers often focus on what happens beyond the curtain, on the other side of the stage, the actors, the show, the tech, and the full production. You know more than most about what a theatrical production requires in the front of the house. You are a Michigan native who graduated from MSU. After graduation, you worked on a couple of Broadway national tours before settling in New York, where you were then the associate manager of the Gershwin Theater and then the manager of the Neil Simon Theater. We're going to focus on some of those in a minute, but before we get to it, what would you say, in a nutshell, if you can, the role of a theater manager on that in that front of the house?
So our role was fairly complex in that we oversaw everything that the customers were going to come in and see, as well as a lot of things that were happening backstage as well. So as the manager of the theater, it was my responsibility to oversee the house crew. The musicians are actually part of the house staff, so they're not part of the show.
Oh, interesting.
In fact, really the only people that we weren't kind of supervising were there were the road crew is quote unquote road because we were in New York and we weren't moving. But the show had their own crew, and then the show would have obviously the actors. That was basically them. But we still had times where we were overseeing the even in the absence of the company managers, the theater managers were kind of the supervisors. So it was fun. We got to do, I got to learn 15 union contracts to be able to be a board certified member of the front house union.
And you said that was fun?
Fun had air quotes in it that I guess our listeners can't see.
And you left that job or those jobs, and now you're back here at the Michigan Theater. And a couple of weeks ago, a film opened that one could say has brought you full circle. That film, of course, is Wicked. And you were at the Gershwin Theater in 2003, I believe it was, when it opened. And I loved the fact that both of these things have been part of your life. Describe back then in 2003 what it was like for the whole company and what you were doing, anticipating the opening of this new show.
Well, it was a very exciting time. We'd been dark for a decent period between when the Oklahoma, the previous occupant of our theater, had closed, and Wicked was opening. We didn't really know what to expect. It had Kristen Chenoweth, of course, and Idina Menzel, but they weren't exactly household names across the country at that point in time. In fact, it wasn't a guaranteed hit coming in, and Kristen had been injured during previews, and when she would miss a performance, we'd get like 200 or so people doing refunds to try to get tickets for a later date. Things would change over time as the show's popularity increased. But it was, there was a little bit of a concern of whether this would be something that was going to run for a long time or not. Obviously, those concerns were overblown.
For sure. So, as the show's starting to open and, you're doing previews, are you in the house? Are you there as staff watching, observing, seeing it before it actually gets past previews to the opening night?
So the first time I saw the show, I purposely missed all of the different rehearsals because they're so tedious and it's really hard to get a feel. But we've been assured by the company that they're going to do a full run through. And my boss, the manager of the theater, we decided we'd wait until they're going to do the full run through. And the full run through became a 3-hour first act. And if you've ever been in any kind of rehearsal where it's only the people in there are people associated with the theater, there's no laughter, there's no applause, there's no anything. It was stop constantly. we both walked out of the theater that night nearly in tears, thinking this thing's going to close by Christmas. And it was October.
Oh, wow.
You know, around October 1st at that point. And however, the next day, things went a lot smoother, and I felt a little bit more confident.
And then there was opening night. But let me first say this. This is 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact. Our guest is Marquee Arts Facility and Operations Manager Steve Ouellette. Steve was managing the Gershwin Theater when Wicked opened in 2003. So let's get to the opening night of Wicked. What do you recall the most about that?
So that was my first Broadway opening night, and it was very incredibly exciting to see everyone come in. It's also a very it's a very stressful night because every industry insider is there in attendance. So it's a stressful night, but then getting to the party, we were at the Tavern on the Green, and it was just glorious, and we were all having fun. And then somewhere around midnight, this is long enough ago that I believe it was still the physical paper, the New York Times showed up with the reviews. And the temperature of the room kind of, you know, it dropped a little bit because the reviews were decent, but they weren't great. And the Times in particular was more or less a love letter to Kristen Chenoweth, which kind of just raised a little bit of, tension perhaps across the company.
Well, it didn't take too long for this show to catch fire. And you were there running the house for many sold-out performances that, frankly, continue to this day. What, you know, I have had conversations about actors who have to keep it fresh on the stage doing 8 shows a week. What's it like in the front of the house?
It's similar. It's one of those things where every night is a special night, and it doesn't feel like a special night to you on a snowy February Tuesday evening, but you know back then I think it was 1,809 people that were coming in to the show. It was special for them, and that was the attitude that was, you know, we tried to make sure that we were embracing. Is everybody who's coming in these doors is really excited to be here. So even if it's not maybe my favorite day, it's kind of just a cold, nasty day. You got to make it special for those coming, and that's something I've carried over here to the Michigan Theater.
Well, we appreciate that. So do you watch every show? Do you know every lyric? Or do you know every lyric, but frankly are doing other things during the show?
A little bit of both. There were some special effects that caused us to, you know, I was physically in the theater for every performance at various times, trying to get readings for our air handlers and things of that nature to make sure that the fog was operating correctly for the special effects. And it was really great watching the people as it grew, seeing the audience reactions. And it was just amazing to see that. Now, that's obvious, as we said, it grew and it didn't take long to blow up, but that was really fun. You could see it coming.
And how about, all those memories? Any great tale to tell us?
A few of my favorites, and I'll try to be real brief. One of them was opening night. The novelist Gregory Maguire, who he'd sent a note or he had an interview, and somebody had asked, because the show had changed a lot from his book. The previews in San Francisco, out of town, were much more closely tied to his novel, and then they made some more changes. And he was asked about his thoughts about those changes, and his response was, "I'm the last person alive who's going to complain about somebody making changes to source material." So I hope everybody who is seeing the film and has seen the film appreciates that part too.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point because our son the other day said, you know, I don't know why they're making a remake of a film. And I said, but you'll go see theater over and over again. You know, having something reinterpreted is always kind of a cool thing. They're not always great sometimes, but sometimes they are. And speaking of that, have you seen the film yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I intend to see it over the upcoming holiday break. We slow down a little bit. We stay pretty busy year round here, but I have a little bit more time to see films coming up around the upcoming holidays. So I can't wait. It's everyone who I know who was affiliated with the show back 21 years ago has just raved, and it said it really brings them back in time to a wonderful place.
That's great. I took a peek at Rotten Tomatoes. It scored really well, 90% by the critics and 97% by those who have seen it so far. And so I think that bodes well for it. You mentioned how long that first run-through that you saw was, like 2 hours plus for the first act. Apparently, that's how the film is going, that the film is essentially the first act, and it runs about two hours and 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah, my understanding is they bring back some of the novel things that they had to cut just for time from the musical, and everything I've heard, like I said, has been reflecting that those were really good additions to put back into it. So I'm really excited.
Me too. I haven't seen it yet either. Hey, so we'll encourage everyone to join us to head to the theaters to see Wicked. And Steve, thanks so much for this really fun show.
Well, it's been my pleasure. It's fun to relive. It makes me want to go see the film probably at the State Theater here in downtown Ann Arbor even more.
A perfect location. That's Steve Ouellette, whose career has taken him full circle from the opening of Wicked on Broadway to the opening of Wicked, the film, at the Michigan Theater and the State Theater. Find out more about Steve and see some really great pictures of him and the Broadway cast at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Please join me every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.